بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we were speaking about how to forego your comfort, the comfort of others. And this morning I thought of that incident which I may have mentioned before also, that the buzzard in the house, a lot of mice, mice. It so happened that his Maurice would come and see him and they said that these mice are troubling you so much, why don't you get a cat? So he said, okay, we'll get a cat. After some time they came back, they didn't see him, the mice is still around, no cat. So they asked him, what happened? We told you to get a cat. And the mice, he said, yeah, I can do that, but where will these mice go? They will go to my neighbors. They will go to my. So I'm comfortable, my neighbor is uncomfortable. So I must concern of my neighbor more than myself. There is no other place to go beside the neighbor's house. So I rather pay, go through all the pain. And expecting my neighbor to go to those things. Likewise, Imam Hanifa rahmatullah. Now his support was very high. He was so high that one neighbor of his was so every night drunk, and he should sing all kind of things and taklif to him. But he never told anyone about it. Like how you, I am, you. Our neighbor, if you do something to us, this time to say with this of us, how you have to forego your comfort for the comfort of others. Although it's wrong for the person you taklif. But it so happened that one night he sees and hears that the person's voice is no more there, the noise is no more there. Well, you and I will be very happy that the voice is gone, the noise is all gone. He showed concern, he said, what happened that? What happened to that person? No more making noise? So he was told that the police took him away to jail. Now you and I will listen to him, get very happy that his voice is gone now, he's gone to jail. But he was a different person. Why do you think they were so high? Because they went through all that they must say, I want the next person comfort to not be. The road to Allah is most important, you must forget your comfort. You must forget your whatever your desire will be no more your desire, Allah's desire. He went to the police, he could have sent the person. He went to himself. The chief police saw him, Hazrat, you came. What respect he had to you. So yes, I came because I want my neighbor, he's in lockdown. Hazrat, if you so much of the taklif, you know. Said, no, I will not leave this place, we will release him. And then when we release him, he took him. But look what's the outcome of whatever happened. After that, this person was a wrongdoer. He became so close to Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he became one of his most greatest students. So what do we learn from this thing? It's very easy to say things, but it's very difficult to do things. When you face a situation of this kind, you will come to realize how guilty you are, or we are. When we face a different situation, so to forego your comfort to the comfort of others, in other words, rights of this person. Rights of? Allah Ta'ala has created us in this world, and remember, each one got his own rights. This world is like a ship, you know, traveling. The whole world is a ship, everywhere, now traveling. And we all meet to one destination. The ship is the world. In the ship you get all kinds of people. You get the good, the bad. And in that ship you have to fulfill everyone's rights. You're one of the passengers there. So it's obvious you're going to be feeling, you're going to go through all kinds of conditions. And everyone's condition might be to be fulfilled is very important. Then only you'll be able to live in this world and still save the ship also. That's why Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this to Al-Muslim and Salim al-Muslimun of Islamic way. This hadith, if only you and I follow the hadith perfectly, completely, you will not cause any harm to anyone. You don't have to follow any hadith besides this hadith. You become a perfect person. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi chose this hadith also. When someone asked him how many hadiths, you know, he took a few hadiths made. But among those hadiths is this one hadith. And no doubt about it, if you can only learn not to cause harm with the tongue and hand to anyone. If only we can do that. When you're talking to someone too, be careful how you speak. This thing has to come into you. That's why when you go to the khanqa does not tell you how much of janat, how much of nafil namaz you must read. The khanqa will not tell you how much of Quran must read. The khanqa will never tell you all that. The khanqa will tell you how to not to cause taklif to anyone. Cause any harm to anyone in any way. Eating time too. Sleeping time too. In every occasion. One day I was sitting in the khanqa and one person was talking to me. And then what happened? I reported. And what was the answer? I was thinking, talking to Hazrat, that man is talking to me so much. Hazrat, not that his fault, my fault. What was your duty to do that? Your duty to walk away from there? Or take a kitab or read something? Or something you can do? So this kind of things we are faced everywhere. You find people coming to your house. You got the rights of the visitor, but to a certain extent only. Now we begin to talk all those things you're not supposed to listen to. Instead of listening to him, that person can only get this condition in him when he remembers Allah Ta'ala 24 hours. And how can a person get to remember Allah Ta'ala 24 hours? To remember Allah Ta'ala 24 hours, he must be zakir 24 hours. He must be zakir. When a person is prescribed to make zikr of Allah, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ Remember me in abundance, continuously, كَثِيرًا, كَثِير, كَثِير. In other words, there should be no stop in remembering me if you want to really become close to me. Whether it's your Quran you recite, whether through salah you recite, making nafil salah all the time, whether you make whatever zikr you make, but continues to making kathir la'allakum tuflihun fadhkuruni adhkurkum tum mujhe yaad kar. Buzurgan Deen always say that when making zikr, the easiest way and the most easiest way and one to make the longing was there for you to make it. Think before you make zikr that, Ya Allah, I'm making zikr because you remember me. Make zikr because if that person who has is not, Ya Allah, make zikr because you remember me, you said you remember me, if I remember you, then that person will have the urge, the zeal to make zikr. The Quran also, if you listen to the Quran, Ya Allah, I'm reading the Quran because, Ya Allah, you remember me. In that condition, you make the Quran tilawat, whatever namaz also. You cannot prescribe even one thing. Some people get that benefit to nafil namaz. Some people get that benefit to tilawat Quran. Some people get that benefit to zikr also. So everyone is different. That's why you have to have a sheikh to guide you. To have a sheikh. So when he, everything has this thing that you have this one thing in you, after the salat and dhikri. When you make salat, because my remembrance. You mark mine. So everything that you do, if you have this one intention, Ya Allah, I'm doing this because you remember me. Then that person will have the zeal to do more. The shawq will come to you. If he doesn't want to read the Quran, he read the Quran too. Because now you've got an intention that, you know what, if you remember me, I remember you. Then automatically you do not want Allah to remember you. Then automatically you do that. Qiyama wa uda wa ajnubi, every posture Allah does say, you must make his character. Giving us that kind of, you know, that enthusiasm to do more and more and more and more. The more you must make it, the more you must make zikr. When you come to the masjid too, you're making the zikr of Allah. You're sitting down making zikr. There must be no such thing as you're talking to anyone else. There must have the zeal. There must be no such thing as you're feeling, no, I stopped my zikr. Why did I stop zikr? The fear must come, why did I stop zikr? Because one is to make the zikr of the tongue. Very good, alhamdulillah. At least one part of the body is remembering Allah. At least one part of the body is remembering Allah. But you must remember that is not sufficient. That is not sufficient. In this world, whatever we do, we want to become perfect in everything. Whatever we do, we want to become perfect. But like this, we want to become perfect. Allah Ta'ala. But in this world, whatever perfection we are doing for, that is temporary. We don't know whether we are going to get it or not going to get. So zikr, the more continuous you make zikr all the time. We cannot even make zikr of any kind. We cannot make zikr of any kind. Yet you find the zikr of the Sahaba, the Buzurgan Deen, 150,000, 200,000. Why? Because the peace. They know what they are achieving. They know what they are. They make a zikr. They look forward. That is their food. Their food with the zikr and nothing else. There's like that one huzur, is 25 paras of the Quran Sharif. So much 25 paras is different. That it became difficult for him to go to the toilet also. His lips could not stop from listening to the Quran. What condition that person? What condition? So this kind of condition when you're sitting in a khalqa, this is what is wanted from the murid. That the Shaykh is very happy that he now got to that extent where he is so much zikr that he got no time to speak anything else. So the first zikr is the zikr of the tongue of the person continues making all the time. That also, alhamdulillah, very big thing. But bigger than that is that one time, a time has come where you're making zikr all the time to that extent. When the inside becomes the Mexican also. When the inside is Mexican. When the inside also Mexican. The zikr inside. Don't wait for that. Then that means you are looking for the creation, not the creator. If he decides to give it to you, don't give it nothing wrong, but you continue doing. The road to Allah Ta'ala, no matter how much you do, you're not a failure, you're always a success person. If Allah decides to give you now, Allah said, after how many years, but this moment. Those are all conditions. But to make the zikr of consistency is most important. Until unless you don't have consistency, like for example, you are now in mutaqid in i'tikaf now. For those who are free in Ramadan, whatever work they're doing, they're free from those things, teaching, whatever, working. Now, they will be so much engrossed in zikr to that extent, maybe 100,000 to 2 hours, 3 hours. I'll give you my own incident, not because to tell it to you, so the khudakari may come in pure. I just sit by the age of 10 to make zikr, maybe 2-3 hours continuously without stop. To make that thing that, you know, to polish your inside. You polish your outside, what are you polishing your outside for? You groom yourself outside, what is that groom? You want to groom yourself, why don't you groom your inside? That is only with you and Allah, and no one knows that. That's why they say when Allah wa Allah become very, very, very close to Allah, it's difficult to make them out. It's very difficult to make them out. When they become very close to Allah, then they become like an ordinary person. Then you take in a ordinary person all the time is very high. I'll give you my instant muhazzati. Yes, a kuffar can make them out. I'll give you this muhazzati. He was in London. And it so happened that, you know, Buckingham Palace, the horses come out. The horses come, they give first, they must walk. Then all the cars must go. So Hazrat was sitting in the car, and the car came there and stopped for the horses to now to bypass. Horses don't want to move. Don't want to move. Just don't want to move. Now what to do? Hazrat said, until you don't move from here, this horse will not move. In other words, Allah Ta'ala put into the animals also to recognize the people of Allah. To recognize the people. So just imagine if you must be zikr all the time and making fikr with it too. Zikr what? Fikr. All the time with it. That every spare time now you make zikr Allah, Allah, whether it's Allah. Usually they prescribe istimzat Allah, Allah. Make Allah, Allah. In the beginning you may find difficult to follow it because you're not used to it. But if you fight yourself, remember to fight yourself, I'm going to still make zikr as long as you don't feel sleepy. If you feel sleepy, you must stop zikr. You must stop zikr. Otherwise, you make zikr all of them, zikr Allah, 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 for 100,000, 60,000, 50,000, whatever it is. Continue making whenever you are free. Whenever you are, continue making. The anxiety that you have in you will come out of it automatically. That is the greatest thing, anxiety. People got anxiety that they don't know that bless the Allah, the zikrillah, tatma'in the qulub. This heart of ours will never get free. All the problem is because of our heart. We keep your heart free from things, that's why all kinds of things are coming to our minds. Not on the wrong thing, don't we? But we continue doing what I'm telling you to do. Inshallah. The time will come where you do not know when you walk into, you when you see a woman too, you saw a wall, not a woman. So, you will bypass everyone. You don't even know who is next to you. Because someone is next to you that is more gracious than no one else. This condition must come into us that we must continue making zikr of Allah. Durus Sharif also. Istighfar also. So the reason for us that we are not progressing is we are not punctual or consistent in doing anything. You do it for one day, you do it for 2 days. I'm not going to expect you when you're in a business to make zikr that time. But that time zikr is this, that when you're doing business, that business will be according to Sharia. According to Allah Ta'ala, then you have not forgotten Allah. Otherwise, we're making zikr all the time. All the time, 24 zikr, but we're making zikr, we're making business against Allah Ta'ala, then you're not a zakir. You're not a zakir. Likewise, when you're meeting anyone too, you speak to the person, you speak to them with love and all, because you're a zakir. You treat everyone according to their position. You won't show any disrespect to anyone. The big people, the big old people, you show kindness to them. The young people, you show love to them. That only comes with making zikr all the time. The effect of zikr is not there at that occasion. That means you're not a zakir. You went to the shop now, and you saw a beautiful woman there, and you're making zikr all the time when you're driving the car and going to. And when you saw, got off the car and you went to the mall, that zikr will only effect will take it if you control your eyes. And you still your eyes are going through all the wrong things. Then what was the effect of the zikr? The Quran that you read all the time in the Quran. But when you came to the face of zikr situations, you then after went again the love of Allah. That not for zakir. What was the reason? Because of our own wrongdoings. In other words, you must know the effect of everything is how you do everything. First of all, always remember when you make zikr, have this in front of you. Oh Allah, you said first Quruni Azkur, to mujhe yaad kar. And my Allah can remember. Some people thinking that you make zikr Allah continuously for some time, it so happened the heart became Allah also, but not that. No cut, no that. That is wrong. There's no cut coming from the heart there. The cut is coming at the time to prevent you from committing a sin. Cut. That is called cut. Any sin, at every occasion to be perfect, in every occasion make it perfect. That I must fulfill everyone's rights. Everyone's rights. An animal passing past too. An animal passing by too. My husband, one day coming past, going to mosque, coming from mosque, going to home. And one hen was drinking water there. Look what effect takes place when you become Allah's. That you want to be good to everyone, every creation. I must not cause harm to people. To the moment that hen was drinking, so someone chased them and said, what you did? You get hurt by that. What did you do? In other words, the creation, you have so much kindness for the whatever for the other creation. For animals, you have kindness, social kindness. So those people who are working under you, to how you be with them? Yes, they've got to know the duties to fulfill. You have to talk to them, but how will you talk to them? There will be a way of talking to everything according to you. You got a responsibility at work. You got workers under you. Now you heard this thing, and then you talk to them, really kind to them. You must be very kind to them, but tell them the duties. Remind them the duties. Tell them where they're going wrong. Everything. So how important it is that you know, but not forget, you are a zakir. You are a zakir. You are a zakir. And remember Allah. Remember Allah Ta'ala. When you're teaching children also, you must know you Allah Ta'ala made you sit there. Now you're a zakir. Your responsibility must be there. No matter what it is. The doctors, the same thing too. The accountants, the same thing too. Everyone, Allah Ta'ala, your profession, you must know Allah Ta'ala put you there. You must not forget Him. You must try to fulfill His commands. I must not forget. If a person asks you for advice, you have to give him the correct advice. If you are committing a sin, and if that person asks you that for some advice, and you are committing a sin, the same sin, you must remember, you give that advice to Gunagari, not a Zakir. Zakir is a person who always remembers Allah in every occasion, every day. If he comes to the masjid, by mistake he put his left foot inside, he will come out to repeat it, will not say it until next time. He'll come out. Why did you come with the left? For what? Zakir would rectify himself straight away. What happened here? So Kansori Rahmatullah Ali, one day he came to the masjid. He came with left foot, Osur. When he got the thing, he came quickly with that. See, we are not close to Allah. When we look close to Allah, Allah Ta'ala stops from everything. Allah Ta'ala stops from everything. Very holy is God. Because Allah Ta'ala knows this bundle of mine will rectify himself. Until unless he does not rectify himself, he will not do anything. He will not do anything. When he's walking in the street, he's making zikr Allah. Now when I tell you to make zikr, I'll tell the wife is sitting next to you. In the car. You shall make a zikr. The wife says, when are you going to talk to me? When are you going to talk to me? No, leave me alone, make zikr now. Mokashanas. Every occasion God is trying. To keep a heart. Is that what Allah wants you to do? That is zikr. That is zikr. At that occasion, that is zikr. Now the time when you're making zikr at home, the wife tells you, you know what, we have to go to the shop now to get something. If you got angry at that, and you said something, then the effect of zikr not there. Then you're not a zakir. You are zakir at that, and you wake up and you go to the food. No matter how much now, because it's no more yawn. You can read Quran also. If the mother tells you, wake up and do that, you will wake up. You read Nawaz too, the mother tells you, wake up. That is called a zakir. In reality, that's called zakir. But everything you do, not that because now, the moment you begin to make zikr, at that time she tells you something, or the mother tells you, the wife tells you something, she wants certain things to be done. At that occasion, you get angry, that means you're not a true follower of Allah. You are a follower of your condition, your creation. Not a creator. Creator says they must fulfill everyone's rights. Fulfill? So this is what zakir means. But as far as possible, if you want to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't think whatever you're doing now, you do the same when you go out. No, cannot be. Allah gave us a special month to increase your faith. People read Quran so much in the month of Ramadan. People make zikr so much in the month. People hold daily namaz also. Ramadan is a special for everyone. To build the soul of us. Not the soul of us, build that, not the body. Body you eat the whole year. Soul becomes strong. Don't eat too much in the month of Ramadan. Eat well, but not too much. Then you can't even eat tarawih also. And the time there was so much halim here, that dakal will take out the others if that's it. That's how it is. That you can't even make ibadah properly. Yes, eat properly. Definitely eat properly. Allah gave us eat. Seri to have food seri. But all that remember, make zikr of Allah. When you're eating food, you don't have to make zikr, but you make zikr your heart. Allah, thank you, give us food to eat. See, the most important thing when making zikr is not to forget Allah. For 1 second. You can be in the most difficult situation too. The most important thing is that the zikr will affect you to that extent that at every occasion the remembrance of Allah is not forgotten. You went to a toilet too. The left leg was supposed to go in right hand. You made sure it came out straight away. You did not make the dua you sleep. That is called remembrance, but Quruni Adkur. He reminds you. He reminds you. One sheikh, he told his murid, from this Friday to this Friday, don't come to see me until you only if or you can only come to see me if you have only Allah in your heart for that whole week. And you can't do that. You can't do that. But you can take his name, Mizikr. Mizikr. The purpose for zikr is to remember him. We can sit and talk to friends. We can sit and talk to friends for hours. You'll be surprised a friend comes to your house, you can talk for hours. But the time they make zikr, Allah Ta'ala did not make zikr. But why you got no zikr? You must have love for something, then that is what will happen to you. You have to have love. Love brings everything new. Without love, remember one thing. Always remember. If Allah does not look towards you, we know this zikr about you. Allah does not look towards you. No. That's why when the inclination comes, make zikr. An invitation came from Allah. When an inclination comes in your heart to make zikr, abide to the inclination. Follow the inclination. Because if you're not going to follow the inclination, the reminder will go away, fade away, then Allah Almighty Father. Most fortunate that person who will get that inclination to make zikr. And then he wakes up to make zikr continue because thank you Allah Ta'ala, you put my heart to zikr. That person who will get inclination in the heart and read Quran, he must thank Allah Ta'ala, open the Quran straight away. Oh Allah, thank you. Everything is coming from there, unless we appreciate it. You not appreciate it, but then not appreciate our poet. So zikr is some. Then at every occasion a person knows how to fulfill everyone's rights. Look at that person, that buzruk. He was walking past a very, very narrow place and was full of water there and one dog was there. The dog on the other side and he's walking here. Now he's thinking, now you know what, the dog is there, there's water there. The only way now if the dog moves away, then I can pass by. Right, the dog don't move, he don't move too. It so happened that he told the dog, move. The dog moved, they went away. But the dog told him something. He told him, remember you told me to move. But if you look down at me and told me, then remember you are not better than me. You told me, in that condition, if you look down at me, you know how you, hey, move from here now. You know how you do? Hey, move. You know how you see people put up poor boys, some dirty people, shabbily dressed and all. Hey, move from here. What intention you said that? Because he's shabbily dressed, because he's... If you said in that condition, then... That means you're taking him better than you. You're taking him yourself better than him. So the dog telling him that. Not the dog, we don't, dog can't speak to us. The Buzurgan has been when they're so high, Allah Ta'ala makes it show them this kind of condition with them. See, Allah Ta'ala. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Nabi, one ant came, dropped it on the floor. Sulaiman, the ant told him, oh Sulaiman, remember. If you answer him. See, Yalta, what is this? Yes, Sulaiman. So it's trying to tell you that when you get that inclination, Allah Ta'ala appreciate it. Remember it, appreciate it. Then you see how much you get, how much barakah you get in your life. Remember one thing, this few days is in the dunya and I'll be gone. Allah is showing us all the time people are coming and going, every day they're coming and going. And I'm telling you, there's a ship that's sailing all the time. We don't know when the world, whose turn is coming next to them. Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi, did the same thing. He told one Hafiz when walking past, that Hafiz saw one person, one child, one very beautiful girl. And he told his sheikh, how can Allah Ta'ala put this beautiful thing, non-Muslim to us, a beautiful person into Jahannam? Shaykh told him, be careful what you speak. He forgot the Quran. He forgot the Quran. Shaykh was very angry while he spoke like that. For him. So zikr, people thinking making zikr, take care, alhamdulillah. Was it to say? Thousands of gurus shall be reading. MashaAllah, very good. But the effect of it is this. Kharti ki kyu khayi pita. Why did your eyes still commit the sunnah? Why did your ears still commit the sunnah? The effect of the sunnah, that the Guru Shari, the Muhammad and Nabi Kalam is so strong in your heart. You become ittiba'i sunnah completely. How come still? You're still doing the same thing. Everything is doing the same thing. So he said, you are weakening your, the effect of Guru Shari, or you're weakening the effect of zikr, because after you're making a zikr in Durood Sharif, yet you are committing these kind of sins, what happens? The doctor tells you, listen, you have to eat this kind of things. Anything against this, you eat, it will harm you. Now you begin to continue eating and you eat all the wrong things. See, doctor told me, I'm not 40. What do you see? Any effect? There will be no effect at all. So when Allah Ta'ala says that this is my prescription that you must do, continue doing these kind of things. Don't keep away from all this, keep away from that. Doctor says you do it very quickly. Because you've got a sickness in you, you've got cancer. And now you said, doctor saying, remember one thing, that cancer will spread. And the only way you can stop is only eat this food. You go out of your way. If you haven't got the money to buy, do something to get those things through, make yourself to cure. Find that cure. If you don't get cured, there's no problem. But this cure, which is everlasting, with your iman, and go straight to Jannat, without that Allah and Nasib. Where we are not trying to work towards, not at all. You work not at all. Doctors say we prepare to accept. Allah Ta'ala says, keep away from this thing, not keep you away. So one side meaning, I know so many people, thousands of Durood Sharif, but up to now they got no beard. Up to now they got. So tell me, to keep a beard is not wajib. It's so important to keep a beard. So one side, you are happy you believe in Guru Sharif. Another side, Nabi Karim is happy or not? If you were to face Nabi Karim in that condition, will he be happy to see you or not? So everything, if you look at it very carefully, the zikr that you're making, if it does not make effect in you, that's what I'm trying to say. The wife wasn't telling you, make you so much zikr, then you fight in the house. The wife was telling you, make you so much zikr, but it's not to fulfill my rights in the sense of that I call you to do something, not doing it. The effect of zikr is to fulfill everyone's rights. If you don't fulfill the rights of people, then you must know something that you never, and the greatest thing from zikr is tawazu. Tawazu. Humility. If humility does not come into you through zikr, that means you're not a zakir. Humility must come, you're humble, very humble. You do not know what is pride anymore. You don't know what's pride. If you got, you're making zikr all the time, then Guru Sharata, you've got pride in you, you've got this jealousy in you, you've got malice in you, the zikr is no efficacy at all, is no important at all. Certain people, they're not making zikr at all, but they got qualities of that kind. They got qualities of that kind, they surpass others also. Although it's the right thing to make zikr. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran. فَذْكُرُوا كَثِيرُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. The more you make zikr, the continue to make zikr. You sit in a car, if the wife is gone, what is cost you to make zikr? You just listen to all the nonsense and look at your acts and the rest of it. Make zikr Allah. Until unless you don't get the love of it, you can't get it. You must have the love of it. The sheikh can only tell you, the sheikh is not there with you. Hazrat wants to tell us, sheikh ki baat ke saath hai, wo saath hai. The sheikh is never with me. He's false already. How important, how it is. The reason for all this is for laziness, that's all. Nothing else, laziness. And the road to Allah Ta'ala, the first condition is, you must not be a lazy person.
That's why they say, forego your comfort.
Forego your comfort. You want to sleep now, you don't want to sleep. You don't sleep, not coming, but you don't want to, you just want to sleep because you want just because I'm.
That person would forego his comfort. Let me speak at this time. I remember Allah.
Every moment he waits for where Allah can remember Allah. He sits in a mosque with nothing or talking to anyone, sitting on calling zikr Allah Allah.
I must get that condition.
We don't prescribe for students too much to make zikr, because what happens when they begin to make zikr, they forget the actual thing, the kitabs.
They forget the kitabs.
So we don't prescribe, because you are teaching, I have to tell you on that too.
So it's very important that the students, when they do kitab, they do not prescribe for make zikr.
This zikr is kitab. Yes, little bit zikr must make. You must make zikr. But I'm talking of the continuous making zikr like one student.
One sheikh told him, he said that he's making so much, he won't believe the kitab also. The sheikh said, no, you stop making zikr. Your actual thing is to become an alim. Not that the whole world will become alim. But you will become an alim, you must continue with your studies.
But like that, every one of us, when you drive in the car, what it costs to make zikr?
You alone, it costs you nothing. But yet, you know, you're busy doing other things, your eyes are going to the wrong places, your ears are going to the wrong places, your heart is going to the wrong place too.
So those people who are sitting in the car, they are very fortunate, they can make zikr 24 hours here. When the 9 now to make zikr to them.
Certain people's conditions become like this. And this I heard from Hazrati, and certain people experience that too, alhamdulillah. Where they become so strong that the zikr to that extent that it becomes difficult for them to go to the toilet also. It becomes difficult when they take the clothing out of it. That Allah is looking at them. It becomes so strong in their heart. That become Allah is looking at me now, I can't even take my clothing out. That condition is good. Like one person came to me some time ago and told me, when I go near my wife, I'm frightened of me, Allah is looking at me. Because he should be me also in front of zikr. So next time you have to tell me, it's Allah's command to do that. It's Allah's command to do that. Then go to the toilet. It's Allah's command to bath. Then you have to fulfill Allah's command, not yours. So at that occasion, we do those things. Sahaba Ikram, when they sit in the company of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, their iman should become so strong. He's like Faristas. After all, who he is? Just imagine that nation was so bad. No one could put that nation right. Down to the ground there. The worst of worst. Just one sitting with Nabi Kareem, he brought a revolution in their lives. Now they say, one of the Sahabi saying, that you know, when I sit in the company of Nabi, I was so strong, my iman was, but when I go home, I feel I'm a hypocrite. As long as you got this in your heart, you're a hypocrite, you try to improve. I'm teaching you also that you must be a hypocrite. Then all you try to improve, because that was the Sahaba that the same thing. Now if you sit in the company of a majlis and the effect it takes place in you to the fazl of Allah, and then when you go out, that condition does not remain with you, then you must know that it does not mean that you have not been accepted. If the condition is that you will be careful and that you have, that will be your condition. So when this Sahabi said, no, I'm like a hypocrite, I don't know what to do. They should get so disturbed. It was coming out, Imam Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Ya Abu Bakr, this is my condition. In the company of Nabi, I was so nice, so strong, like Faristas. And when I come home, I became like Munafiq. See, if that's the case, we are also all the same thing. I'm also experiencing the same thing too. They also begin to experience the same thing too. Not that committing sins. No, please. Don't get the wrong thing. They don't get the same effect, that enthusiasm, that love that they have instead of there.
the effect of the Nabi Muhammad. But that was not there. Not that they did anything wrong. But they feel, you know what now? Anything they do, you know, I'm not doing right now. I must try to improve more for that. They went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Karim told them, yeah, this is the condition. He said, why every day this is a condition everywhere, then you can't do anything. If this is a condition everywhere like this, you can't do anything. You become completely, you can't do anything. This will be a condition. That's why this condition only comes and goes. It comes and goes. In my company, it happens, and after it goes. So that you can be mobile to all other people to work to. Otherwise, you will become mobile. One person wrote as a Tani Rahmatullah, he made a lot of zikr. To that extent, he can't walk to now. He can't walk. He just stood there, walking. The condition became so strong, Allah gave that now frightened to walk, go front back. So whatever the Shaykh prescribed for him, that was whatever he prescribed. Now I'm giving you all this indication to show you how important zikr is. Don't just waste your time. Make intention you go out from here to make zikr all the time. Every spare time you go make zikr. If Quran says tilawat, make Quran says tilawat. Durus and istighfar. Istighfar. Everything you must do. Istighfar, durus, everything. So that means inshallah you find that the barakah you get in making zikr. That the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala will be there at the occasion, at the time, whatever situation you are faced with. For example, I'm just giving you an example. You're driving the car, and you're driving a person who passes by with you, very bad, and he hooters at you. You are so much engaged in your zikr that you don't even know who the passed with. Leave alone, you flare up. Leave alone, look at that person. When you see a person making zikr, then you see a person committing guna, you don't want to look at that person's face to recognize him, to be frightened. You must not look down at it. This condition must come into you when you're driving. I'm not saying you must drive blindly. Drive. You're driving, but the zikr of Allah is so strong in you that anyone passes by you to, you know, your eyes will not see the wrongs. If the eyes are wrong, you turn very quickly. The zikr must remind you. Zikr must. Don't flare. Someone has to scold you, someone tell you anything. That way, then you see what barakat Allah Ta'ala gives you. Then what? Barakat must come to them, but Allah Ta'ala is barakat. Then you only got one thing in your mind, one thing. What is wanu min Allah Akbar? What is wanu min Allah? The greatest thing in this world is His pleasure. If the zikr does not bring His pleasure in you, no matter what it is, your wife can tell you, I want this, I want that. It is against the law of Allah. You won't scold her, but you will not do it. Somehow explain to her in the right way. You will not fulfill her rights, what she's asking for, but you won't go against the law of Allah. What is one in Allah Akbar? Quran says. There is nothing more greater than His pleasure. You must have His pleasure to come. And until I'm saying not consistent. Again, this is consistency. Don't go Josh, but Josh is not a push for the name. As they say, Kaj is kya hota? Haj is hota. Kaal. Kaj is kya hota? Person is Kaal, Kaal, Kaal. He said this. Hal. That Hal must come into you. And that Hal can only come into you when you continue making zikr all the time. Don't wait for that Hal. You're waiting for that Hal. You, where the heart comes from, is always remembering you. Your tongue is remembering me at all times. The time will come, your heart will begin to remember. Continue with Allah. Only one thing, when you feel sleepy, do not make zikr that time. Close your eyes and sleep. Freshen yourself again and then make zikr. That's one thing, remember. All time, do not exert yourself to that extent that when you feel sleepy, you sleep, then you continue, because when you sleep, you can say the wrong words, and that mislead you to nothing. And when you make your zikr, think in a masjid you see making zikr, all type of people are here. Don't miss one dog zikr. Don't eat loud Quran Sharif too. Consideration is very important. The one masjid, as the Thani was mentioned, when Bichar came to the mosque, he was so tired, he slept away. Now he slept in a very tired, one person can make zikr. Now while this person making zikr, he is snoring now. He's quiet, he's tired, very tired, he's snoring. He starts snoring. Snoring with Allahu Akbar. He shook him up. The effect of zikr was not that. The effect of zikr, he shook him up. Bichara is so tired, he slept well again. Again, he shook him up again. The third time, he shook him up, he got so angry, he killed him. He killed him. What did he do? Killed him. What was he making? Zikr. You saw the effect of zikr? The effect of zikr was, he must have tolerance in him. He was not supposed to make zikr loud himself. He was supposed to go somewhere else to make zikr. Instead of that, this person was beyond his control. He's beyond. He's mazu. He killed him. So making zikr is not everything. The zikr, the zikr must be there. That the effect of the zikr, like how the doctor said the tablet, you take the effect of the tablet. If the tablet doesn't affect, what do you do? You don't take the tablet. The effect of the zikr is you continue making zikr all the time to that extent. Will it become like that? Ma'allah is with me all the time. Ma'allah, you do not do anything against the sunnah of the beacon. Everything is he looking at me. Everything. Reading Quran is looking at me. Reading namaz. Then your namaz is something else also. Your namaz is something else. Today our namaz, what kind of namaz we are? Thanking is accepting our namaz. Thanking allowed to read namaz. But the namaz are we supposed to read? What kind of namaz? One thoughts are coming to my lady, come no matter what, but they don't accommodate those thoughts. Thoughts will always come. On the great people, those thoughts don't come to them. Because they are so drowned. They are so drowned. Like Mawlana Rashid Gongoi Rahmatullah, the great ulama, all Hazrat Ji. But if you're thinking thoughts will not come, please. Nabi Karim Sakam is performing namaz. He said, I want to sometime lengthen my namaz, I see the small children crying and hear the small children crying. Who's saying that? Rasulullah teaching us. When you get these kind of thoughts, he came on your mind, do not worry about it. When he came in his mind, he did not worry. Why must we worry? He did not accommodate those things. It was beyond. So we too, when we make namaz, the thoughts come. It can, whatever thoughts come, why you worry this, how it came, how it came and going. You're not supposed to worry about those thoughts when it came in my mind, but what thoughts are Allah looking at me? We have been told when we read namaz, the thing Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. Allah Ta'ala is there. Or you are looking at Allah Ta'ala. But this much everyone knows Allah Ta'ala looking at me. Allah Ta'ala looking at me. So when you read namaz, that Allah is looking at me, and then you make the namaz, you're supposed to make namaz. Don't worry about those thoughts coming now. And the easiest way is, as you say, where your sajda place is. Look at that place. And not blink. And also, listen to what you're reading. Listen to what you're reading. So every posture you're going, you're facing Allah, this is what I'm saying, Allahu Akbar. Now you're going to ruku, sajda, every posture is Allahu Akbar. Then what you're going to read, you think you're going to read there. If you're going to ponder what you're going to read there, Subhanahu Rabbil Azim, your mind will go anywhere. When you wake up, Sami Allah, then you're going to read that thing there, your mind will go anywhere. It's you, your mind, you're putting yourself to mind. Allah does not make it difficult for us. We make it difficult, we don't do it. So that's all the zikr, the way of namaz.
So tawadhu is very important. Remember one thing, pride Allah does not want to see. Pride you must not have. And don't ever say you got no more pride. Don't ever say that you got no pride. It will take you years before pride goes away. Take you years. A man may say he got no pride, he got the biggest pride got in him. One person at the time, Rahmatullah Ali, told him he got pride, he said, I got no pride. After 8 years, he said, I got pride. That means he wasted 8 years of his. Art, Sa'ad al-Nuqsan. Don't ever think this much. If someone tells you, no, you are like this, you must ask yourself, it's true. Don't ever feel. The pride will take you away. Tawazu. Think good for the others. What is good for you, think good for others. Always remember one thing. Your heart must become, is it a comfort for others? A comfort for others is this also, that what is good for you is good for the next person. If someone can ask you an advice, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali wanted to buy one house. He made intention to buy the house too. One person came to him, the Hazrat, I want to buy that house. He did not know Hazrat Thani would buy the house. Not like you and I. He did not know he would buy the house, Hazrat Thani would buy the house. The Hazrat, I want to buy that house. Ji, you must buy it. Take up one. Today, if you want to buy a car, another friend says, you know, I'm going to buy that car, the same color. What do you do? I want it for myself, not for you. Mulana, insan banna bahut mushkil hai. Hazrat says, insan banna bahut. You can become everything. You become insan, you can become a jannati too. But to become insan, to forego your comfort for others, very difficult. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, one person left one bandi for him to work. You were surprised when he came back from Hajj. He said, I left the servant with him. I said, what's the one you're talking about? Didn't know how she looks to her. Where is she? That only become Allah Ta'ala's. That will. I'm not saying we must do all that. I'm saying only one thing. Awamir ku baja lana. Awamir ku baja. As he said that. Awamir ku baja. Every command of Allah fulfill it. Nawani se bachte rehna. Nawani se bachte. Hazrat is word. Awamir ku baja lana. Every command of Allah fulfill it. Nawahi, everything that we're told not to do, no matter what it is, keep on. It's rooted in taqwa. That we call it? This is all of it. If you got this in you, the taqwa that what Allah Ta'ala is asking for fasting, you got this in you, you got that in you. One night you got nothing. Awamin kubajaya. One nawahi is separate. Allah Ta'ala hates that person who got pride. Allah. You know, when you read the Quran Sharif, when you come to eyes of that kind where shaitan was told, Allah Ta'ala told him that at that time was cry in your heart. People, when they should recite the Quran Sharif, they should recite and understand the Quran, when you come to these kind of ayats, in tu'adzibum fa'in ibaduk. Nabi said the whole night should cry on that one ayat they should recite. Only a pondering on that thing, into Adjibu Bainimba. If you punish her, your Banda. What a thing that is. So when we recite the Quran, when we come to eye of this kind, where Shaitan will have takabur in pride in him, do you know something? We take the ayat Inna Allah Yuhibbu Mustakbirin very lightly. Very lightly. Who's saying that? Whose word that is? Allah Ta'ala does not love that person who got pride. But we think it's so lightly. Whereas we must see, we must not have that in us at all. Any kind of pride. And what What means pride? What means pride? To look down at this person. I got that quality, he hasn't got any. I got knowledge, that devil has got knowledge. That's shaitan. That person who got pride or knowledge is the shaitan. Shaitan said this, but I'm better than him. He has pride on his knowledge. He has pride on his actions. We also, where that small person come giving me advice today? The small person giving me advice today. He's not supposed to give me advice if they're not pride what it is. Baba Hanifa Rahmatullahi, one person, one boy was riding a bicycle very fast. And so Imam Abu Hanifa said, be careful, you'll fall. The small son said, I fall, no problem, but you mustn't fall. You mustn't make any mistakes. Mullah Ali Qari wrote a big kitab, a big person made tawaf of Kaaba upside down. Someone told him, Hazrat, if you read Mullah Ali Qari's kitab, you won't do this, what being this. You didn't fight with him. He said, no. Very important pride. Pride is something is hidden, it's very hidden. Very hidden. You know, pride, Allahu Akbar. When a person tells you, no, you got pride in you, see how you react. The moment you react like this, Mahazir told us once, he says, to say very easy, hey, you wasn't a dog. You wasn't a dog. Take one dog and throw it on him and see what happens. Mahazir said, he said, you know, you wasn't a dog. Take one dog, one small dog, and throw it at him, and then you see whether his true colors come. So all this what is happening to us, all that is because of pride. Nothing else. He mustn't talk to me like that. He mustn't. One person came to me the other day. He's telling me, Mona, you know this person, yeah, spoke to me like this and spoke like that. I'm not listening to him. I said, what am I telling this? He spoke to me like that. That's why I'm taking the court and taking this and this that. You understood now? What made him do that? Because pride. Whether I can go talk to him nicely, talk to him, speak to him properly, then we are not right to do this. So everything that the student spoke to me like that, he's a student, my son spoke to me like that, the small boy spoke to me like that, my worker spoke to me like that. So these are the things that the effect of the zikr, the most important thing, the subject was zikr. The effect of zikr only comes when you face this kind of situations where you are able to combat it, to beat it. And after making zikr and someone scolds you and got pride in you, what's the effect of it? There's no effect of zikr. If the wife had to tell 10 things to, the effect of zikr was to keep quiet. If anyone tells anything, the effect of zikr was to not be present. So I'm making dua that Allah, Allah Ta'ala, give us a tawfiq and give us all the tawfiq of making a lot of zikr. Zikr or fikr. These two things are zikr or fikr. Do not cause harm to anyone. Not cause in any way. A person who makes zikr consistently for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, or fikr, he will not cause harm to anyone. Allah Ta'ala, I'm going to be a Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salam. Sayyidina, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما وأنت في الصالح. اللهم نسألك الرضا والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخط الله. صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا